Dad was the same way with her. Allison and her brother Chuck had golden childhoods. They truly did. They were loved and encouraged and supported. They had everything they needed and plenty of what they wanted. Their mom had hauled them all over creation for their various activities. Ballet, football, piano, track, brownies, Cub Scouts. And she'd beamed with pride over their accomplishments. And their dad had been the rock at the center of their home. He still was. Allison's extended family had never been huge, but all of them, in-laws and outlaws, her dad used to call them, were close. They used to gather together for birthdays and Thanksgiving and Christmas and Easter. They used to have summer barbecues and weekend card parties. They'd gone camping together, the whole lot of them, sometimes in the forest behind Aunt Emma's log house. Good food and lots of laughter. Those had been two constants throughout Allison's growing up years. Foolishly, she thought that was how it was in every family. Naively, she thought that's how it would be after she married Tony and they had a family of their own. It hadn't quite turned out that way. Tony Kavanaugh, star quarterback and president of the high school debate team, straight-A student all the way through his schooling, tall, dark, and handsome. A walking cliché. Whatever he'd touched in those early years had turned to gold. She'd loved him almost from the first moment she laid eyes on him as he walked across the Boise State campus. Did she love him still? No. Although she still loved the memories of the good times they'd had as a family. Mostly what she felt now was grief. The dream of a happy, lasting marriage had died a slow and painful death, and she'd buried it and mourned it, even now. She gave her head a shake, hoping to dislodge the sad thoughts. She should get off her fanny and get to work. She had a website designed to finish by the end of next week. The client had been patient, understanding when Allison needed a few extra weeks because of her move. But she didn't want to miss the new deadline. She prided herself on being on time. And yet, even knowing this, when she rose from her chair, she didn't head for her desk, nor did she walk to the bathroom so she could shower and dress. Instead, after brewing a second cup of coffee, she wandered up the stairs. She looked into the two bedrooms, empty, except for boxes she needed to go through again.